good cheering, lad, and say, happily I know the days of joy.
Here he is, Emperor. All Rome, your man, send
Emperor.
Wake him up.
My pleasure.
Hey, where am I?
Imperial throne.
Looks like the inside of a lawnmower. Who are you?
The one sitting on the throne. For your information, this used to be a lawnmower. A huge lawnmower the size of 10 city blocks. They used to mow all over Deadland. There's even a warning on the outside telling you to keep your fingers away.
On your feet, you dog!
Hey! Ow! God, I have a headache. Feels like some meathead walloped me in the head with a club or something. Wait a minute. Oh, no.
What is your name?
Barney. Barney Schickelgruber. I've been dead less than a week.
What brought you to the junkyard?
Just passing through.
I see. Just passing through, huh?
Listen, Your Majesty. I'm weak with hunger and beaten up and soaking wet.
So?
Well, how about getting me a nice change of clothes and something to eat? Then we'll play 20 questions, okay?
Do you know who I am?
You're an Italian opera singer. I forget your name.
Mario Lanza, you dog!
That's it, Mario Lanza.
That's my name. But more important, I am the emperor of this junkyard.
Right.
All that I survey is mine. If I so choose, I could snuff you out like a candle flame. Get the picture?
Yeah.
Leave us. Have my secretary pay you the reward.
Of course, Mario Lanza.
You're giving him a reward?
For capturing a traveler and bringing him to me alive. You're lucky he found you, Barney. See, I remembered your name. Names are important. But what's more important is the fact that you are still in one piece. I'm surprised the devils didn't get you first.
Devils?
Are you reasonably intelligent?
Sure. I was a systems analyst for Mutual of Rapid City Insurance.
Good. What do you know about opera?
Nothing.
Too bad. I see so few people these days. I was hoping... Well, here's what I'm gonna do, Barney. You may not know this about me, but since I've been in Deadland almost 85 years now, I've carved out a respectable empire here in the junkyard. I'm hated and feared. People in Chalktown say, Mario Lanza will get you if you don't watch out.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Don't be. It beats having a stack of 78s with your name on them gathering dust.
I suppose so.
What nobody realizes is that I'm a genius on top of my other talents. Look here. Let me open this curtain and show you my latest creation.
Wow. That sure is an impressive looking piece of equipment.
Yes, I call it the brain pull. This gadget will allow me to control the minds of certain individuals. With a brain pool perfected, I plan on diversifying my interests. I'll take over prominent businessmen in Chalktown and that troublesome Colonel Betty. I'll become the most powerful force in Deadland!
It's fine by me.
Good. Then you won't resist?
Resist what?
There's no need for alarm. I merely need an experimental subject. My brain pool is operational, but I need someone to test it who will resist its effects. I've tried it on vultures and a stray dog someone found, but I've been waiting for just the right person to stumble along for my first full-scale test. And you are that lucky fellow.
Well, Mr. Lanza, I think that's a bad idea.
Why?
Because I'm stupid. I'm very impressionable. I'm a conformist to the core. I can be hypnotized at the drop of a hat. I'm the wrong man for your experiment. Your brain pull would get me in a second. Watching television puts me in a trance.
Hmm.
Once there was a hypnotist on radio who had me walking like a chicken in less than a minute.
All right. Guard!
Yes, mighty emperor?
This man is no good for the experiment. Take him out back and roast him to death in a wicker basket.
With pleasure.
Wait!
Yes?
Maybe I'm not giving myself enough credit.
I thought not.
You want him dead, emperor?
No.
Oh.
Well, you heard him. He doesn't want me dead, so lay off.
Sorry.
Come over here and I'll hook you up. Guard! Stand guard. Comfortable?
Chin strap is too tight.
I loosened it up. There. Just so you know, this little red light is tied into an alpha wave monitor. If it flashes, I'll know you're not a zombie yet.
Great. What will you do then?
Turn up the power until the brain pull works on you. Unless your head explodes first.
Oh, boy. While Mary Olanza made the final preparations for turning my brain into an eggplant, I had the opportunity to reflect on my dilemma. It was beginning to look like my adventures in Deadland would end in the throne room of a crazed ex-opera singer. I was about to become the first of his army of mindless henchmen. And I had left poor Abdul all alone in the junkyard.
All systems are go. Are you ready?
Farewell, cruel afterlife. These are my last words as a free-thinking being.
And now the brain pool will work its special magic on your synapses. Goodbye, Barney Schickel Gruber. Hello, zombie slave. Everything seems to be working. Can you hear me?
Banana. Overly splendid amphibian.
It must be working. What was that? Guard?
Beat me.
Find out what that was immediately!
Yes, sir!
Oh no! The ceiling! The blades!
Oh no! Mighty Emperor, someone started the lawnmower! Let's get out of here!
My experiment! I can't believe!
Come on, we'll be sucked into the blades! Let's escape!
Barney? Alright. We should be safe here. That crazy man will have all his thugs out looking for you. I hope the effects of his brain ray wear off.
Brahma Bowl flavored drink mix?
Yeah. Barney, snap out of it.
Buster Jangles.
Barney.
Reno?
Come on, Barney.
Come on, Barney.
Hey, you just repeated me.
Hey, you just repeated... What's your name again?
All right.
Oh, come on, you're smothering me. Come on, let go.
Are you okay?
Yes, I think so. Carpet warehouse.
Remember me?
Abdul, my faithful friend in Deadland. We're in the junkyard.
We certainly are.
Mario Lanza put me in his brain pull machine. I couldn't think straight. How did I end up here in this hole?
I rescued you, Barney.
How?
Well, I followed the tracks of the guy who conked you and carried you off. They led to this giant lawnmower surrounded by all kinds of guards and painted purple. I figured this was his headquarters. So, I snuck up onto the roof, saw you through a vent, and figured out a distraction to get the bad guys out of the way.
You started the lawnmower.
It wasn't easy. The thing had a pull started with a cable as thick as your wrist. But I did it.
Thanks. I owe you everything.
Aw, but it wasn't anything, really. Want some vulture meat?
Sure.
We'll stay here tonight. Starting first thing in the morning, we've got to cover a lot of ground. Don't eat so fast. You'll get heartburn. Besides, you want to pick the little black things. Oops.
Abdul?
I forgot to tell you. Those black things aren't part of the meat.
That's disgusting.
Well, good night. Enjoy your dinner.